Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lots of jokes over the weekend. You can email them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Thank you, David and Allison and Ruth and Ellie and Greg and Rob and Michael and Renee and Christine and Susan and Alex and Bob and Rich and Mary. I know that sounds like a scene from Romper Room, but thank you all for your jokes. You know, I told my wife I was making a bicycle out of spaghetti. She didn't believe me until I rode pasta. Hey, Dave, did you notice how clean my pig is?
Yes, John Williams. What did you use to get your pig so clean?
Hand sanitizer. How often do you get a chance to hear Dave Ennett say, what did you use to get your pig so clean?
I think my delivery, though, I didn't hear much of a reaction from Vicky or
It was great.
Steve.
No,
if I could describe myself in just five words, I would probably say bad at math.
Case in point, the lottery didn't.
How about it? Nurse says, doctor, there's a man in the waiting room who thinks he's invisible. Doctor said, tell him I can't see him today. I thought I saw an eye doctor on an Alaskan island. Turns out it was an optical illusion. I went for a blood test yesterday and was surprised to be told I have a high pollen count. Turns out I'm B positive. Oh, by the way, you guys, today is the first day of Diarrhea Awareness Week. Runs until Friday.
Oh, no.
All right.
Hey, John Williams.
Yes, Dave. Hold on, I'm cleaning my pig. Oh.
Do you know where I can get good information about spiders?
Sure, Dave. Go to a website. Hey, who is the fattest knight at King Arthur's Round Table? That was Circumference. The old saying is, revenge is a dish best served cold. They also say revenge is sweet. So basically, revenge is ice cream. And finally, kids, which Egyptian pharaoh was the most judgmental? I didn't preview this. I've fallen out of the habit of giving you guys time to work on the punchline.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which Egyptian pharaoh was the most judgmental? Dave Ennett, do you think you know?
Well, I do because it's in front of me. So I'll disqualify myself.
Steve, you want to take a shot at it? It's an obtuse kind of question.
Yeah,
Vicky, you don't have a clue,
it.
Do you? And by that, I just mean you don't have an answer.
No, I do not. Sorry, guys.
For even say. The correct answer is King Tut Tut.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see
everybody.
People stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky?
One of my favorite lines in all of Steve Martindom. How'd you get so funky?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Do the Egyptian.
Now if I had known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take all my money and bought me a museum. Buried with a donkey. He's my favorite honky.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylon.
King Tut Tut, the most judgmental of the Egyptian pharaohs. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. And share them with your friends at WGNradio.com/speedjokes.
I know we don't explain those, but I'm still having trouble with that one.
You'll just have to come back to that on another day. And
it's going to keep me awake tonight.
Work on it. Most judgmental of the pharaohs was King Tut Tut.